Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Holy moly, we have made this episode 200 an unbelievable journey of the Savvy Scribe podcast here. I cannot even believe I have done something for 200 weeks. That itself, I joke about this all the time. This is probably the one thing in my entire life that I have done consistently. And let's be honest, it's due to a lot of batching. Like, I don't do one episode at a time when I record. But, all in all, it's taken a team effort. Thank you, Cheryl. I'm going to throw that out there, my assistant, who has helped me just get this published every single week. So today's episode is a reflection episode. I'm going to take us back to when this journey started and bring it to where we are today. If you're listening, Carol and Janet, high five. I cannot even believe I'm still here doing this. And we're going to start all the way back there. And then at the end of this episode, I have some testimonials and some reviews that I want to share that recently came through. And I'm going to share some stats along the way. So without further ado, let's get started.
Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast,
a podcast for healthcare professionals who are interested in starting their own health writing businesses.
I'm Janine, a registered nurse and your host. I'm a labor and delivery nurse, mom to these two incredible boys, wife to my best friend, and owner of two crazy Great Danes. I help nurses discover freelance writing as an extra income opportunity with help from my guests. Join us over on Facebook in the group Savvy Nurse Writer Community, or SavvyNurseWriter.com to join our course and membership to create your own profitable writing business.
Enjoy the show!
Wow. All right. So back in 2019, my friend Carol Bush and Janet Kennedy, we started a compilation, a group called the Health Care Marketing Network. And in that group on Facebook, we had different nurses, doctors, pharmacists who were writers. And it was great. We didn't really have like a business plan around it back then. We weren't sure how to monetize it, but what we did know is that we wanted a community. And that's exactly what we established. It was amazing. And I think from there, we tried to do like a business model. We just didn't really know which way it was going to go. And in that time, we actually got together in a group kind of meeting in Florida. And it was nice because it was the winter time here in Cleveland, Ohio. So I went down there, spent a few days with them, met them actually in person after like a long time meeting via Zoom all the time. And it was so cool. It was actually the first time I actually like met online people, right, in person. So that was cool. And then we spent a day in a hotel room, and Janet was the one, because she already had a podcast, and she was like, "You guys need to do podcasting, you and Carol." And we're like, no, we're not good at that. Like, we're not doing podcasting. Now, at this point, we did have something called the Savvy Scribe, and we were coaching. We were doing group coaching for nurses who want to become writers, and we were coaching them on the side of us being writers ourselves. So we put together like a little curriculum. We would meet like every 2 weeks, and it was great. We had great results, and it was wonderful. Carol and I would talk like every single day, and over that time period, she had a lot of family things going on, and she ended up having to take a job, like a job again, no entrepreneurship. But she also was like in this middle of the road, kind of like, I don't know what I want to do. Like kind of going back and forth with things. So I actually helped her negotiate like a contract with a company, and she ended up landing it. And I was like, it's okay. It's okay, Carol. I got this. Go and do what you got to do. And we still talk all the time. And same thing with Janet. So then I was like, all right, Janine, This is it. You either let it go forward or it dies. So I chose to go forward and here we are. So I started podcasting on my own and it looked a little bit different. I plan my episodes, I should say. I plan my episodes, but I don't always plan my transcripts of how I do the episode. So same thing with this one. Like I have a little outline what I'm talking about today to kind of keep me on track, but nothing's word for word. It's literally just me talking. So again, those of you that tune in weekly to listen to me talk, like, thank you so much. This is it. I just don't even understand it. Like I'm literally sitting here in a hoodie and like sweatpants with my headset talking to nobody right now. But I know I'm like in your car, in your ears, on a walk. I don't know. It's just so incredible the impact I can have with just my voice. And, you know, it also brings me back, Jackie, if you're listening. Hey, Jack. Jackie's my twin sister. We used to, when we were little, we set up these like TV trays in our living room and we would have shows. We did. We had these shows and we I can't believe I'm broadcasting this over the air to thousands of people. But this is what we used to do. We used to have like these little TV trays and we would like count our money on like these TV trays. And we'd be like, okay, so I'm passing the mic over to Jackie right now. Jackie, how do you feel about counting this money or whatever you were doing? So like we always wanted to like talk and that's like what we love to do. So the fact that I'm doing this as an adult, this is it again, totally crazy. I don't even know how I got here, but here we are. So needless to say, I took this on, you know, by myself and I started to really brainstorm because here's the thing. I didn't want the stress of, because I don't get paid to podcast. This is all free. And I had to think, okay, what comes first? Money has to come first because I need to feed my family. So back then I was like, I have to go to the hospital, right? That's my benefits. That's my hourly wage. This is my guaranteed income. And then I have my freelance clients. Okay. That's income. I need to have my income there. And then I have the podcast, which doesn't pay me anything. So it would keep getting pushed on the back burner. And I had to put in my head, like, how can I batch this out? So I would take Tuesdays as my podcasting day, whether that was planning out all the episodes for the month or planning or recording or drafting, whatever it was, I had to dedicate a day to it, which meant I had to put aside some of the freelance work. So one day I remember I went to Starbucks or something and I sat down and I brainstormed 52 topics. And I was like, okay, well, that's a year, 52 topics. Perfect. Okay. So then the next year came and I was like, okay, I need 52 more topics. And I'm like, okay, well, what haven't I talked about? So then I started to put them in, like, how can I didn't want to talk about everything, right? From marketing to, you know, entrepreneurship. I wanted to keep it in the realm of freelance writing. So I had to think, okay, how can I do this? How can I do this? And hello, I already had a course. Back then it was called Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Writing Business. So I would take, okay, let's look at the plan. Let's look at the create. Let's look at the launch, land, and grow. And how can I take these areas and make content around it for a podcast? And that's exactly what I did. So that's how I kind of came up with topics then. Then I'm like, well, not everybody wants to listen to my beautiful voice all the time. Lord knows, you know, there are other people that are experts in many different areas. So let's get some live people on here. So we ended up starting in the big free group on Facebook that I have, Savvy Nurse Writer Community. And I started bringing guests into that Facebook group live and we would record it and then put it onto the podcast. And it was pretty cool. It was really awesome. So then we started doing that for a while. And then I transitioned that to, we transitioned the entire course to Plan, Produce, Profit. Totally different naming, right? But same type of ideas, but a little more organized. And I made these live guests workshops. So now our live guests that you hear on the podcast all the time are actually probably, that's probably half of what they're talking about because they're over in our community doing Q&As and giving away freebies and just talking more and more, answering people's questions. So that's part of like our membership now. Like if you're part of Plan Produce Profit, you get to be part of these live events with these expert guests, which, you know, thank you all guests, if you guys are still listening, for being part of the show. And, you know, I also, now that it's 2023, I'm thinking, heck, 200 episodes, probably about 100 of those had guests. I should look back now and start inviting some guests back. So you'll hear this year, you're going to start to hear more guests that have been on the show before to come back. So, I mean, that's really cool too, right? We have people coming back around and giving more and more knowledge to you guys and value, because there's so much out there that we need to tap into. So let's see. So then after, you know, this year planning, we are looking even into more ideas coming from like the Facebook group. So what are people asking? How can I help even more? And that's kind of like how I'm coming up with content these days, because 200 episodes, that's a lot of content. Like, what can I do now that I haven't already done? And that's sometimes where it's like, okay, do an episode on this, Janine, do an episode on that, because a lot of people give me ideas all the time. So that's where we're going from here. So then when it came to this episode, we were like, how are we going to do this? I don't know. So I was like, let's do a journey. So that's where we are now. We're doing this journey. And I want to see like how it evolved over the last 3 years. The other thing we did this, you know, starting in 2020, is my business, RightRN, turned into an agency. And that was part of growing this community of nurse writers, is I wanted nurses to write for some of my clients. And it's a great partnership, because we have nurses that have so many different specialties that it's great. We connect with different companies that have needs in areas that I personally don't fit, but other nurses do. So my company, RightRN, is not a solo freelance writing business anymore. I have grown into an agency so that we can keep scaling our nurse writers and help clients in a bigger way. So that is like a nutshell journey of what we've done in the past 3 years. I'm not going to keep going with it, but I wanted to just give you guys a background. If you're new here and you didn't know the backstory, now you know. And let me just share some of these reviews that I had. My first one is Cheryl. I told you, Cheryl's my assistant. She said, one of the episodes I love is episode 35. So scroll way back. It's Batching Work, the Optimal Way to Productivity. Janine's tips are so effective. They help me manage my tasks and handle a couple of clients without feeling overwhelmed. Since I've learned how to batch work, I've been able to enjoy my weekends with my family and feel excited on Mondays. Janine is so genuine when she talks. I feel like her heart is in everything she does, and every word she speaks to help not only nurses, but every entrepreneur who wants to grow their business. Thank you, Cheryl. This one is anonymous. So let's hear it here. Let's hear it. Here we go. Janine's podcast is a must listen for aspiring nurse writers. I learned about what is possible, and it gave me the confidence to jump all in. I successfully work from home as a freelance writer, and a lot of my success can be attributed to the knowledge and tips from this podcast. I'm looking forward to continuing learning through the Savvy Scribe. Thank you. April says, Janine's course gave me a step-by-step guide on how to get started in my freelance writing business. I didn't know where to begin. I could not have done it without the course and support of the membership provides. The Savvy Nurse Writer Facebook membership page is also helpful when questions arise or I just feel supported by Janine and other writers. Within 6 months, I have turned down potential clients because I had reached my maximum for the amount of work I wanted. I highly recommend Plan Produce Profit course and the Savvy Scribe podcast. So what April was saying too, we have like our big Facebook group of the Savvy Nurse Writers, but as members join our course, we also have a membership only group, which is where I bring those guests in and we do those workshops and where we can ask questions and whatnot. So that's where she's saying about the Facebook group, which is always so valuable because you have your peers. And last but not least, we have Rebecca Flynn, She said, I've been listening to this podcast for over a year now. I've taken the leap to sign up for Plan Produce Profit. And I've learned so much and excited to start writing. Thank you so much, Rebecca. Again, like somebody who's just listened for a year and I've been doing this for 3 years, every day I'm like, oh, you know, I've probably maxed out the amount of people I can impact. And then I get people like Rebecca and I'm like, I guess not. So thank you all. I hope to continue to do another 200 episodes with your support. And if there's ever anything that you're like, Janine, do an episode on this, just reach out. I'm over on Instagram or on Facebook, however you want to get a hold of me. But just know I'm here for you guys. I'm always here to support you. I want you to grow your own businesses. And without you, like people are like, oh, you know, Janine's course is wonderful. My course is only wonderful because people took action. And to get results, you need to take action in everything you do. And that's what I've learned over the last 3 years. In order for this podcast to have 55,000 listeners, I had to start with one. Okay, so same thing in your business. You need to take the first step and the second step and the third step. And even when you think it's networking, because I'll tell you, by episode 100, there was not 55,000 listeners. There was still not a lot of listeners. And we were like, you know, that's when you go, is this worth it? It's totally free. What am I getting out of it? And then I get reviews and I get pats on the back. And I'm like, no, if you just keep going, results pay off. So those of you that are getting results from the course, it's because you did the work. I gave you the materials. I gave you the resources, but you're the one who's putting in the work every single day. And that's why you, April, are turning down clients because you did the work. So continue to do the work and you will get results. I tell you guys that all the time. And I'm your biggest cheerleader. So please, again, reach out. Thank you all so much. And let's keep doing this. Here's to another 200 episodes. Thanks so much.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit SavvyNurseWriter.com to help you get started today.